Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this time of year means more than the close of summer. If you are parents, many of you are anxiously or perhaps eagerly anticipating a day when you will pack your son or daughter's life into a car and take them to college. Recent high school graduates, on the other end of this equation, you'll be in that minivan or hatchback, and so will your BlackBerry, your laptop with a Skype account and a Facebook profile, and maybe even a webcam. You will be so connected to your parents, and if you're heading back to college for the fall, perhaps you already are disconnected, that it feels as though you never left. But is this a good thing? Dr. Barbara Hoffer and Abigail Sullivan Moore are the authors of The iConnected Parents, Staying Close to Your Kids in College and Beyond While Letting Them Grow Up. And they join us this morning to discuss the right way to keep in touch while not clinging on. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Dr. Hoffer studied the frequency of communication between parents and college students, and the magic average number seems to be 13, not per month, but per week. That's nearly two a day, although I suppose this encompasses emails and text messages as well, right?
Yes, it's pretty comprehensive. And we asked students how often they communicated with their parents. And we first started by asking them how often did they think they would communicate with their parents. So we surveyed high school students about to leave for college, and they said, oh, once a week. So what was surprising was to actually find out that they were communicating so much. And more surprising was to find out it didn't diminish after freshman year.
The parents said once a week, or the kids said once
a
week?
The kids. The kids thought they would communicate once a week. That was their expectation. And in fact, it continues unabated throughout all 4 years of college at that level.
And Abigail, certainly the parents might have had a once a week expectation, because if they went to college, at that time, that was probably what they did. I'm actually in this position myself. My son is about to go off to college for the first time. And, you know, I remember when I was away at school and there was a once a week, what we used to call long distance phone call. And but now it's another world.
Yes, and the technology is really driving this. I also have a son that's heading off to college next week as well. And, when we were back in college, it was once a week on a phone at the end of the corridor kind of thing. And now it's very different. Kids can Facebook and Skype and text message and call. And I know in my reporting, I know the average is 13 times a week, but I certainly found kids who were talking up to five times a day to mom and dad.
So, listeners, 13 a week need not be the standard. Five times a day may not be typical or atypical. So give us a call and tell us in your life, if you're already in this position, how much you talk or text or G-chat. If you're a parent of a college student or if you're in college or headed that way, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you're a parent, do you worry that you're talking too much, communicating too much? If you're a student, do you wish you could communicate more? If you're about to go away, do you anticipate being hounded by your parents because they know they can look at your Facebook page, whatever? You can also comment on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But let's hear from, anybody already in this position, student or parent of student, or anyone else, 212-433-9692 for the authors of the book, The iConnected Parents, Staying Close to Your Kids in College and Beyond While Letting Them Grow Up. And I would have thought, Abigail, that most of these text messages and phone calls were initiated by a parent, but the book says that's not true at all. You found it's nearly even. And most students, around 80%, were actually happy with how much they talked to their parents at an average of twice a day. What are they talking about, and why are these college students reaching out so much?
Well, they're talking about things that happen in their day-to-day lives. They're talking about what happens in class, what they're going to have for lunch, what they're going to wear, what party they're going to go to. They're talking about they're doing the daily dish, a lot of them.
The daily dish, just like they would do with a friend. Details.
The problem is that what that does is suck the parents right into the daily life. And so the parents are suddenly emotionally caught up in, what do you mean you got a C on the calculus test? I'll call the professor for you. You know, they think it's a problem they have to solve. And I think when you called home once a week on Sunday night, things had distilled by then. You gave the recap of the week, but parents didn't get the emotional heat. And now that's what they're getting.
Is that the ultimate horror, Barbara? Parents calling faculty at college?
I think so. And it's not. I don't think they call the faculty as much as they call the deans. They actually call the presidents a lot, amazingly. They intervene in all sorts of ways, and students are often surprised to find that they've intervened. And I think this is where parents start to get involved at a level that they didn't anticipate either.
Where do you think the line is? I mean, I happen to think the president of the college that my son is going to go to is an unbelievably amazing guy for the other things that he's done in his life. And I almost contacted him. You don't know me, but my son is going to go to your school, and I'm so glad because you are such an amazing person. And I refrained.
I don't think that's
a
bad letter.
Line?
Well, I think that's a great comment for a president to get. But certainly the line is somewhere in terms of letting the kids grow up and letting them make some of their own decisions and maybe helping them problem solve, being a sounding board on the phone with them. So if the kid has a problem with a roommate or a grade or whatever it might be, it's much healthier to say, well, talk to me about it. And how do you think you might go about solving that? And is there anybody you could go talk to at the college? I mean, parents are paying a lot of money, as you now well know, having written that first check, for these resources that colleges make available, and teaching the kids how to use those resources is really critical. And then they become adults in the process. I mean, I think the most important finding in the research is that the kids who are talking a lot are the kids who are least autonomous, least independent, least capable of making their own decisions, least self-governing. These are all issues to really, really worry about.
Deirdre in Cranford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi. So I love your show. I just want to tell you that.
Thank you.
And my daughter is starting her third year in college this year, and I've been shocked over the last 2 years how much she's contacted me, because I really kind of wasn't expecting that. But she basically uses me when she's walking long distances across campus and doesn't have anybody to talk to. So she'll start texting or she'll call me, and it's just like she was, like your guest was just saying, regular stuff happening in her life that, no big deal. She just is bored and needs to call me.
And are you ambivalent about this?
I think it's great. I love it, but I hardly ever call her because I want her to be independent. So I want it to be her choice if she's calling me.
Abigail?
Well, your story resonates with me. I talked to many parents who also said their kids will call them as filler almost. That's how they would describe it.
Yes.
As filler. They're walking to class. They're waiting for a class. They're waiting for a friend. They're just waiting. And what they do is they pick up the phone and they call mom or dad. And this is also something I heard in reporting in high school. And actually one high school principal said to me, it's as if they were breathing. They call mom and dad just like that. And they call them about any and everything in their life.
Deirdre, thank you very much. By the way, in light of the JetBlue flight attendant who quit his job yesterday by deploying the inflatable slide and walking off the tarmac, here to some, go to others, we'll be opening up the phones at the end of the show today for your best I quit stories. And you can start posting them now on our website. And while you're there, you can check out our blog for a collection of our favorite Take This Job and Shove It movie scenes. We posted clips from American Beauty, Half-Baked, Network, and more. Check it out. Our favorite I Quit movie scenes at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show and post your favorite I Quit stories from real life. All right. But in the meantime, we are still talking about talking with your college-age kids, or if you are in college with your parents, how many times a week in this iConnection era, with the authors of a book called The iConnected Parent, and Max and Metuchen. You're on WNYC. Hi, Max.
Hi. I just graduated from Rutgers University,
mm-hmm.
and during my second year of college, my parents actually moved to England, and we kept in touch about once, twice a week over video chat. So we almost never talked on the phone, but we had late night, around 2 in the morning, video chats about once or twice a week, which was really nice.
And that worked for you. Did you consider... more desirable or less desirable, or did you even have this thought one way or the other?
I don't really know. It was more just a way of staying in touch because they were so far away and the time difference was so large.
Thanks for your call. Jessica in Morristown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jessica.
Hi. So I'm about to start my second year of college, and my parents are divorced, and they have very different parenting styles, and it's interesting to see how different they are about staying in communication. I talk to my dad almost every day. I talk to my mom maybe once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because, you know, if my dad doesn't call and I don't talk to him for a couple of days, I'll get worried and call him and see what's going on. And my mom, I don't know, I feel a little neglected. I feel like she's not quite as torn up about me leaving.
That's interesting. So instead of feeling smothered by your father, you feel neglected by your mother.
Which is funny because he was totally smothersome at home. But, you know, I just expect to hear from him every day or two. And if I don't, I get a little worried and wonder what's going on with him.
Barbara, is this a generational role reversal? She's getting worried about him if she doesn't hear from
him. That's fascinating. And I think there is an issue there on both sides where we become so dependent on this technology that we worry when we don't hear from someone. I do want to say that this experience is the opposite of what typically happens, however, is that what we found is that when kids go away to college, they're more likely to be in touch with their mothers than with their fathers. And one of the surprising research findings was that if anything, students want more contact with dad. So a quarter of the students in our study, and that's a third of the women and 20% of the men, would like to talk to their dads more. So we would like to encourage dads to pick it up. So what happened with a landline is that you called home and dad was at least on the extension.
Right.
But now with a cell phone, you call one person or the other and people are more likely to call mom.
So Abigail, is this happening only because of a change in technology? Or is this also related maybe to how parents have changed in the last generation or so?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a real cultural shift. Parents have been urged from their child's birth to be more involved in their child's life, be more involved in school. If you want your child to go to college, you need to be involved in elementary, middle, and high school and helping them along the way. And so I think that most parents today are more involved with their kids than their parents were with them. And this level of involvement is enabled now by our technology. So you can continue to be involved with your kid in college, in the workplace, and so on.
Hope from Hastings-on-Hudson writes on our site, "My daughter is 5 years out of college and still uses me as filler when she's walking from one place to another. I personally don't need this much contact." So we just have a minute left, but Barbara, is this a threat to the college-age child's independence?
Yes, and beyond. I mean, we did find that kids are more in contact after they graduate than they were when they were in school. And that is a disturbing finding. And it's absolutely a problem with independence. And again, it's not just the quantity of the calls, it's the quality of the calls. And so what we would urge parents to do is to give up some of the control, avoid conflict, avoid trying to use the word should, try not to nag. I mean, don't use these phone calls as a means of continuing to regulate the kids.
And advice to the kids? In 20 seconds? Or whatever they want.
Kids, I think you should call your parents when you want to call them, and that you should, you know, follow your heart.
And there we leave it with Dr. Barbara Hoffer and Abigail Sullivan Moore, authors of The iConnected Parents. Small I, capital C, iConnected. Staying close to your kids in college and beyond while letting them grow up. Thank you very much. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.